You guys want Camille Duvall, I've heard tonight, David Bednar, Tanner Scott, Pete Fairbanks, Fernando Cruz, Mason Miller, Garrett Crochet, talk about starters, Blake Snell, Jack Flaherty, Tarek Skubal. So call me up and add to that. The buyers out there, I mean, the San Diego Padres were buyers right away. They went to get Dylan Cease. They went to get Luis Arraez. They continue to make moves in this month. I think they're still going to be active tomorrow before the buzzer sounds at 3 p.m. in San Diego. They acquired right-handed pitcher Jason Adam from the Rays for three prospects 2 days ago. I think they're a peer-tier team to the Mets. Obviously, when you look at the wild card standings and where they are, and this is what they do. This is what A.J. Preller does. They're going to go for it. They're going to try and add to their team. They're going to try and add to their rotation or their bullpen or wherever they see fit. They are right now currently in the third wild card spot. Who else is a active team? The Mariners. When you look at the Mariners right now, the last time I was on before tonight, I drove home and I got the alert that the Mariners traded for Randy Arozarena. And they are not, they're the third team out of, or a second team. No, they're the third team out of the wild card. The Yankees, Twins, Royals are in the wild card. The Boston Red Sox, the Seattle Mariners, they're the second team out. They're second team looking in. They're 2.5 out of the wild card. They're a game away from being where Tampa is. And speaking of buyers and sellers, Tampa is fully selling. They have given away so many guys already. I'm waiting for Pete Fairbanks. I'm waiting for Yandy Diaz. I just mentioned Randy Arozarena. They traded Isak Paredes to the Cubs for Christopher Morel and two prospects. The Rays are in full on. We do not believe in this team, but we do believe in our scouting department and our guys upstairs and how they evaluate trades and they make trades. And the guys that they usually get back, remember their names. I said this that night. I'm like, don't worry about Randy. You know, people are all, Randy Arozarena. You know, he's out of the Yankees' way. Yeah, we don't got to worry about Randy so much anymore. I hope he does well with the Mariners. Worry about those two kids that got sent over there because they'll be getting at the Yankees sooner rather than later. 888-808-1019. Obviously, the Dodgers are going for it. The Dodgers are always going for it. They're not ever passing up on adding at the deadline. They had the big trade today that I just went over with Tommy Edman, Michael Kopech, and then the Cardinals get Eric Fetty, Tommy Pham, and then the White Sox get Miguel Vargas and two prospects. The Royals have made moves going for it. The Orioles, how could I forget the Orioles? Zach Eflin made his debut tonight. Did he win? Let me go check that score. Zach Eflin comes over from the Rays to the Orioles.
Blue Jays won.
Yeah, 11-5. Blue Jays get folded up in Camden Yards. And let's see how Eflin did. Zach Eflin, in his debut, goes 6 innings. He gives up 10 hits. 3 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. Zach Eflin, former Tampa Bay Ray, now with the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, when the season started, they went to get Corbin Burns. They just got Sir Anthony Dominguez, Christian Pache from the Phillies, and you saw Austin Hayes tonight if you were watching the Yankee game. So, I mean, the Orioles are going for it. The Dodgers are going for it. The Royals are going for it. The Mariners are going for it. The Red Sox. How could I forget the Red Sox? The Red Sox, they got Quinn Priester earlier today, Danny Jensen. Yo, I forgot that Justin Turner went to the Mariners. They add another bat, Justin Turner, a veteran bat that's going to go there and hit, can play in the infield, can DH for them. But yeah, the Red Sox made transactions. The Red Sox get James Paxton. I don't know what that's really going to do over the weekend. They get Trey Wingenter from the Tigers. The Tigers are a seller. We're waiting for them. We're waiting for the Tigers to go ahead and move Jack Flaherty and potentially Tarek Skubal, but I don't think that they're going to move him. I just think that the price is going to be too high, and the only team that could potentially pay it is the Orioles because they have so many prospects from being terrible and drafting high. But in the National League, the Phillies, They get Carlos Estevez from the Angels. That counts as going for it. That's a team that's got the best record in baseball, adding a reliever. Who else? I mentioned the Cubs, but the Cubs, like, I don't know. I think the Cubs are doing a little bit of both. I don't think that the Cubs are going for it in a sense of, like, they think they can make the wild card. They're six games out of the wild card. I think they're just making moves, doing a little bit of both transaction-wise. So I mentioned the Padres, the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Brewers. The Brewers add Nick Mears from the Rockies. The Rockies are a seller. Tyler J. Obviously, Mets fans know that transaction went down. Aaron Civale from the Rays. And, yeah, so the top sellers, I mean, the Marlins and the Rays down there in Florida, they're getting rid of guys. The Rockies, the Tigers, the Nationals, the Angels. There's plenty more moves to be made today.